The National Interagency Fire Center reports that there are at least 96 active large fires in the U.S., the biggest, of course, in California, Washington State, and Oregon. We heard from California yesterday. Let's go to Oregon now, where officials have reported at least 3 deaths from the many fires burning there. Oregon Governor Kate Brown told reporters yesterday things could get worse.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
Jess Burns is Southern Oregon reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Jess, you're covering the fires, and you've been evacuated because of the fires?
Yes. My family left 2 days ago on Tuesday night after things started getting very hairy in Medford and the winds were kicking, and we went into a level 2 evacuation, which it means get ready to go, but 3 blocks over, the neighborhoods were mandatory evacuation. And so we decided that evening that it was better to go then than to get a knock on the door at 3 a.m. saying we had to go. And so we jumped on the road and headed north to a friend's house.
Yeah. Well, when you say we, you had coworkers who evacuated from where they were and had come to stay with you, and then you all got evacuated again. You're covering the Alameda fire. Like, what are you seeing?
Well, it's feeling like things are a little bit calmer. You know, I am currently about 30 miles away, but I have been monitoring. We still had some wind yesterday, but it just seemed like they were getting a handle on what was happening. And what I was hearing over the scanner, because I'm obsessively listening to the scanner, is that they're little spot fires. So it's pretty unstable.
Yeah. Could you explain this to people who haven't been in fire? We've heard terrible stories from California, not just this go around, but other times. You're suddenly driving down a street and there's fire. What are we talking about in Oregon? Are these rural areas? Are these densely packed communities? Are they small towns? Where are the fires?
So if the fire that is burning between Ashland and Medford in southern Oregon, the one that's affected me, was burning in the forest, it would hardly be a blip. But the weird thing about this one is that it started in a semi-urban area. It burned through 2 small towns towards Medford, which is a city of about 80,000 people. And once you get into, you know, towns and communities that large, that's unprecedented. And as I said, with the combination of the low humidity and the high temperatures, that's just, they call that red flag conditions, basically, that a fire could start at any point. And if it did, it's going to be serious. And it just so happened that all of these fire starts and some of the things that had been burning for weeks that, you know, were low concern just because they were in isolated areas, fires burning in forests in isolated areas, suddenly they just grew exponentially.
Well, you talk about red flags. Do you have the red sky? And what is the air like?
Well, so in Medford on Tuesday when things were started, we didn't actually have smoke above us. The wind was pushing the smoke west of us. And so we could see just from my backyard the giant plume rising up. And my colleagues were actually working outside because we're trying to social distance for COVID. They're at like patio furniture connected to my Wi-Fi, trying to write up stories and things like that about what's happening. And so now I'm in the community of Grants Pass, and the sun is red. The air is clean. I smell fire, you know, wildfire smoke in the house where I'm staying, just because if you're not perfectly insulated, you get smoke inside. Smoke is everywhere. Fire is most places. How about that?
Yeah. Wow. What are the resources for this? Is there a sense that there's enough firefighting? There's enough people to help with evacuations? There's enough medical care is needed, what's the sense of that?
At this point, we're hearing that everyone is stretched extremely thin. Once again, on the scanner, when I was listening, you know, we'd hear people saying, hey, we need additional resources to so-and-so. We have, you know, houses that are on fire. And the dispatch would come back and be like, that's all we have. We don't have anything else. And so there is a sense that there definitely is not enough to go around.
Mm-hmm. Jess Burns, a Southern Oregon reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Wildfires are in her beat, but also in her neighborhood. She had to evacuate in the middle of this. Jess, by the way, do you know how your house is?
Our house is okay. I have other colleagues, though, that there are a lot of unknowns right now about whose houses are okay and that sort of thing.
Jess, thanks. And we wish you all the best there.
Okay. Thank you so much.